Well, believe it or not, I'm in the most beautiful setting, sat in a bus shelter. Well, that's what it's called. It's not actually a bus shelter. I'll tell you more in a second. I've got Jim Stevenson with me, who has been a ranger and now a senior ranger at Paxton Nature Reserve for a fair number of years.
Hello,
Jim.
About 19, I think it is. Yeah, I'm just going to retire shortly. So you just caught me before I go out the door.
Not that you're counting.
Yeah. But so the reserve's been here for 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually 30 years old this year.
Yeah, so, in fact, yeah, you're about to celebrate fact.
We are, yes, yes, yeah. Or was there any excuse? So, yes, 30 years of the reserve, and it was really locals in the village who really pressured for it to happen. So it's old gravel workings. Managed to get some of it handed over to the district council to manage. Yeah. And then the district council put rangers in, and you know that's the start of this whole amazing thing.
As I said about the beautiful lake, but you've got miles, literally miles of wonderful walkways here.
We have at the moment the reserve's about a mile and a half from north to south, and about half a mile wide.
Yeah,
quite a lot of that belongs to district council now. Most of it though belongs to Oxford University, and it's on a 100-year lease.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's surprising,
amazing,
isn't it?
How much
yeah.
I learn when I pop out these things.
Yeah.
I better describe this. What's the name of this lake?
So this is Heronry South, and it's all one lake, really. There's a little gap you can see to my right that goes round to the next lake, but it's all one lake, really, now. Yeah. And we call it the Heronry Lakes, and that's because the trees in front of us are a heronry. At least they were when this was named, and there still are some herons in there, but it's now mostly a cormorant colony. Some of the trees look like it's been snowing on them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not snow. It's cormorant poop. Yeah. And they're already looking to start nesting. They'll be actually on nest by Christmas, quite a lot of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think of birds nesting at Christmas time, but then, of course, some of them must. Which is the earliest bird? Because I used to see, I don't know, crow's nests and things are very high in trees, and then they used to seem to start quite early.
They do, yes. Yeah, they go back. They keep going back in the winter to roost in them, and then rooks definitely build most of their nests before the leaves are on the trees. Yeah. Ravens nest in January because the animals that they prey on have got their young just when the chicks are the right size to eat them.
That's nature for you.
Yeah.
You just mentioned on our walk up towards this particular hide that we're sitting in, that the water level, although it's still quite low, it is a little bit higher than it was. But you don't think of these lakes suffering, but of course they do.
Yeah, oh yes. Being gravel underneath, the water leaks away very easily. So the level in all the lakes is pretty near to the level of the River Ouse, which is just over the bank there.
Yeah.
And the Ouse has come up. We've had heavy rain in the last few days. The River Ouse is up nearly to the top of the bank, and the lakes are up to match that.
Yeah.
So that's good. We've had about 2 years of drought, so that, you know.
How does that affect the bird population?
Well, when it first drained down, it was fantastic. Last October, we had this lake here. We had birds we'd never seen before. As the water drained away, it made it much more easy for kingfishers to catch fish. We've had a lot of waders that would normally, it's too deep for them, but we've had lots of waders. We had half a dozen great white egrets, which is a rare bird. We've had quite a few waders this autumn, but the fish-eating stuff, I think they've probably polished off most of the fish while the water was too low, and it's going to take a while to build the numbers up again.
Do you actually stock the lakes with fish, especially for the birds?
No. There is access to the river.
I see.
So we have a good head of fish, a lot of different species as well.
Yeah. Which pleases many of the birds.
It does, but, you know, the cormorants, for instance, go to Grafham Water for most of their fish. Because trout are better than coarse fish to eat, you see.
Yeah.
So the cormorants go up there. The terns from our tern rafts go up to Grafham Water or up and down the river. So you'll see them all over the place down at St Neots and so on, flying about. Most of those have nested here. So they will go quite a long way. And the kingfisher, for instance, will go, if it's shallow here, it might fish here. If the river's in flood, it'll definitely fish in here because it can't get it fish on the river. But they have their favourite spots.